fire lines in Antioch tonight?
Currently, the fire is at 80% containment.
For several hours today, strong winds and triple-digit temperatures drove that fire, a fire that grew from 100 to 300 acres from 6 to 8 o'clock tonight. But residents have been told, most of them, that they can return to their homes. The evacuation order partially lifted. Contra Costa County Fire Inspector Lisa Martinez.
Evacuation order is only in place for Grimsby Drive. All the other people that were evacuated earlier can return to their place of residence.
Now, this fire broke out near the Contra Loma Regional Preserve. Hand crews and air tankers helped bring the fire under control.
Even though it's just June, conditions are ripe for a fire, and it doesn't take much for a simple spark or an ember to quickly ignite into a wildfire.
In Southern California, evacuation orders in effect at this hour for 1,000 residents in the city of Santa Clarita, north of Los Angeles. After 4 years of drought, fire conditions have worsened sooner, says CAL FIRE's Daniel Berland.
We are well into fire season. In fact, we're experiencing conditions right now that we would typically see at the peak or even later into the fire season.
And the numbers confirm that. Here's correspondent Jim Roop.
Since January 1st, there have been just under 2,500 fires in dry, parched California. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection says that's about a 50% increase in what the number would normally be. Staffing is already at peak levels. That's more than a month early. And air tankers, normally not brought in until late summer, are already here and already in use.
And near South Lake Tahoe tonight, more than 900 firefighters are fighting the Washington fire. Since Saturday, more than 17,000 acres have burned, and flames are now just 3 miles from the town of Markleyville, 30 miles south of Tahoe.
You're going to see that number increase probably pretty quickly now, because we've made significant progress on getting a lot of lines in on a lot of aspects, various locations along the perimeter of fire.
Larry Lucas with the U.S. Forest Service tells us that fire is just 10% contained. And now more on a story we first brought you on the Drex Radio Show last night. Tiny cracks have been found in the rods supporting the tower on the new eastern span of the Bay Bridge. But as KGO 810's Kristen Haynes reports, this isn't considered a catastrophic problem.
Chief Bridge Engineer Brian Maroney says the cracking problem could be widespread, but he says the cracks seem to fix themselves as they go deeper into the rod, but the bridge is still safe.
The load tests that we just performed demonstrated that the base of the tower is very capable of performing very well.
But metallurgic engineer Lisa Fulton says the cracks concern her.
It tells me that many more of those rods probably have cracks, and therefore they can be ready to snap at any time, not necessarily in an earthquake.
A decision on same-sex marriage could come any day. The U.S. Supreme Court has until Monday to issue what would be a landmark ruling on two issues. But as KGO 810's Mike Simpson reports, all eyes are on tomorrow.
Margaret Russell, professor of law at Santa Clara University, who says we're dealing with two separate issues here. First, do gay couples have a fundamental right to marry? And second, do states have to recognize marriages performed in other states? How will things go?
I won't call myself optimistic, but I certainly think that at least one of the two major questions will be answered in favor of same-sex marriage.
Justice Anthony Kennedy's usually viewed as the swing vote, but Chief John Roberts had some interesting questions during arguments, and even he wasn't alone.
Probably Breyer would go for sort of the equal protection approach, equality.
And recapping our top story, that fire near the Contra Loma Regional Preserve in Antioch, firefighters bringing that under control. It is now 80% contained. Some of those evacuation warnings have been lifted. We will give you the very latest here on KGO as it becomes available. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:04.
Performance Bicycle, where great rides begin, has created an event so big, there's only one way to say it. Everything's on sale. Now through Sunday, everything's on sale. Everything, over 3,000 items reduced for this once-a-year event. Every road, mountain, neighborhood, and kids bike on sale. Every helmet, jersey, short, shoe, part, accessory on sale. Plus, doorbusters up to 70% off. Performance Bicycles, everything's on sale event ends Sunday. Go to performancebike.com. For locations. Some exclusions may apply. Visit performancebike.com for details.
Nothing's the same since you went away. My eyes are red, the sting and the pain, and I'm the only one to blame. Drowning in tears, don't know what to do. I've been crying forever since I ran out of you. I ran out of you. My dear contact lenses, no more contact lenses. I miss you most of all.
Download our app and get free expedited shipping on your first order. Never run out of contacts.
1-800-CONTACTS.
It is 8:05 on KGO. That means it's time again to check your traffic. And for that, we head to Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We will start in Crockett. This look at traffic's brought to you by your Northern California Honda dealers at NorCalHondaDealers.com. 80 eastbound at Pomona Street, a big rig on the right shoulder seems to be catching fire. Well, that's got traffic stacked to just before coming Skyway and past the semi all the way across the Carquinez Bridge, almost to 29. At the Hoffman split on eastbound 80 at Central Avenue, an accident involving a motorcycle is on the right shoulder. Nobody hurt with that one. It is clearing. Your stop and go actually past the accident to Carlson Boulevard. And in Campbell, southbound 17 at Camden Avenue, a three-vehicle accident, one of those overturned. It's in the road, but no lane info on it. Traffic is crawling back to East Campbell Avenue. The July 4 Honda sales event is on now at your Northern California Honda dealers. Come in today for historic savings on new Civics, Accords, CRVs, and more. And first look at the all-new HRV. For details, visit NorCalHondaDealers.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's hang on to beat the Rangers in Texas tonight 8-2. The Giants, losers of 10 of their last 11 at AT&T Park, now lead the San Diego Padres 5-0 thanks to a grand slam, another grand slam home run by Buster Posey. And now your Bay Area weather forecast from KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
So if it's not hot enough for you today with the 90s inland, just wait till tomorrow. We'll get you up into the triple digits inland. Don't worry, the heat is not going to reach the coast. It will be a warmer day on the coast. We are going to notice that the heat eases on Friday. It's a much cooler day for coast and bay, mid-60s to mid-90s.
And it will cool slightly on Sunday, but those inland temperatures will still be warm and mild, really, around the bay as well. Right now, we've got clear skies and warm temperatures. It's 87 in Fairfield, 74 in Dublin, 76 in Walnut Creek, 66 on the beach in Santa Cruz, 63 in San Mateo, 73 in San Jose, and we've got 61 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. It is the Drex Radio Show along with Heather and Jimmy Fallon.
Here's what everyone's talking about. Of course, it's the race for president. It seems like everyone is weighing in. And even in Mexico, where an artist is making news after he made a pretty accurate Donald Trump piñata. And Chris Christie told Hillary, you give me the candy, I'll give you the bat. Let's do it. Teammates, we'll do it. Let's do it. This isn't good here. The reports that North Korea has begun blocking people from using Instagram.
Yeah.
Which is ironic since the whole country is basically one big throwback Thursday. Fax machines and Dennis Rodman. According to a new study, 88% of Facebook users have admitted to spending some time looking at their ex's profile. While the other 12% have admitted to spending all of their time looking at their ex's profile.
It's like Denise got a haircut today. Looks awful.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. A couple things that I want to mention about that part of his monologue. First of all, Facebook can now recognize you in photos even if your face is covered. That seems a little invasive, a little weird, a little creepy, maybe. They just started testing a new tool that can recognize and tag you in photos. Even if your face isn't showing, it works by learning other things about the way you look, like your hairstyle, your clothes, your body shape, and the way you usually pose. It's been about 83% accurate in tests so far. There's no word on when they could roll that out and become a standard on Facebook. But, hey, they're looking at it. And the other thing about Donald Trump that I wanted to mention is that he's actually polling in second place in New Hampshire. So he and, isn't that something? And, by the way, he also mentioned he was making fun of Chris Christie. And Chris Christie, his numbers have crashed. They're down 16% in the last week or something like that.
But he's not running.
Well, it remains to be seen. Okay. Yeah, so he's one of these standby
guys. He's definitely
guys,
not running.
Waiting for the super PACs to finish up, I suppose.
If he were running.
Yes, if you listen to last hour. But how about Donald? I mean, Bernie Sanders, when you think of what's going on in that part of New England, obviously Bernie, I think, is the sensation. You know, it's a weird thing about Bernie Sanders. He was on with Bill Maher Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got this groundswell thing around him that's very reminiscent of Barack in 2007. It's kind of strange. I mean, I thought that Hillary was a shoo-in. He may give her a run for her money.
Hmm.
Not so much his money. I don't think he has a whole lot.
I did
lot.
See
Not
that.
Yet.
He's so clear and so succinct, and he makes so much sense in so few
yes.
words. And then every time I hear her, it's just like, I have no personality, and I am just talking to a bunch of people. She just says, there's no
love
warmth.
Hillary. But yes, we were discussing this. When she does speeches, and she talks like this, and people, I want you to know, you should not have a Republican in
It's like
White
a
House.
Robot or
Especially
something.
Especially not another Bush. I'm thinking, oh my.
She There's just not a
lessons.
Lot of connection.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders was connecting. That's what it is.
I'm not hating on Hillary, but I have
I
to tell
Hillary.
You, Bernie is, watch the ground swell with Bernie. Okay, let's move along here. We're going to talk about music and Apple Music and some very interesting things that are happening within the music industry. Bye-bye Spotify, maybe, and maybe bye-bye music labels. We'll discuss coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, what is going to happen? This is next month, right?
Yes, yes. This is going to be a game changer, mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, it looks like Caitlyn is a game changer. Back to that for a second. Apparently the big trend in baby names this year is gender. Gender has been a huge discussion topic, obviously, across the country. I guess because even if we don't want to, we are keeping up with the Kardashians. It is dictating our national news cycle. And apparently the big trend in baby names so far this year is keeping things as gender ambiguous as possible. BabyCenter.com says the names that they're seeing the biggest jumps in popularity are unisex names. Top 10, Amari, Carter, Phoenix, Quinn, Reese, River, Rory, Rowan, Sawyer, and Taylor. All of those have been going to more boys and girls than they did, both genders, than much bigger numbers than in 2014. And they say the reason why is this happening? Well, millennials are more open-minded and more of an accepting group. And they don't want their children to feel pressured to conform to stereotypes that might be restrictive. Just as companies have started making more neutral kids' clothing, too, by the way, taking boy and girl labels off of toys. They're smart. They're with the program.
Wow.
Yes. An increasing number of parents are choosing unisex names.
That's great. Does that mean we're going to get rid of all that pink crap? I would love that. And the tiaras? Good Lord. Do you remember that little video that went viral, the little girl? The dad interviews her in the toy store aisle, and she's just so cute. And she's like, I don't know why they think the toy company thinks we all want pink things. And she's just hilarious. She's probably like 18 now. I mean, this thing's been around a while, but she nails it.
When you say tiaras, it just scares me. It reminds me of Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah,
and all of that.
Honey,
that
also, you.
yuck, yuck. Well, and then, you know, for couples who are having babies, don't listen to this part. And let's hope that this isn't happening when you're having children or when the children are around. Half of married men and one-third of married women would consider an open relationship. Really? Those are huge numbers. Let me see. Married people are slowly realizing that the world of Tinder is something that they're missing out on. A gold mine of casual sex. Oh, I don't know if you want to walk down this path. This
gold new study, mine.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
This new study asked married people if they'd consider having an open relationship where they could have sex with other people and their husband and wife could too. So in other words, it would be a consensual thing.
Sure,
open marriage.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. And 52% of the men said they would consider it, and so would 33% of the women who were married. Of course, you know, if you're really interested, you have to approach the subject very gently. Just in case your significant other is totally against it, that would be a nuker in the back pocket that you throw out there by mistake. Yes.
I'm sure everyone's seen the trailer a million times, as have I, for Amy Schumer's upcoming film where the Colin Quinn character dad is saying to the little girls, repeat after me, monotony isn't realistic. Monotony, what am I saying? Monogamy is not... They're the same thing. Get it?
Right.
Monogamy isn't realistic. Yeah.
And 45% of men and 70% of married women say they'd end their marriage if their spouse asked them if they could sleep with someone else. So be very gentle. You have been warned. Just because I gave you those stats,
tread lightly.
Married men and 1/3 of married women would consider an open relationship. Be careful. Be careful. Yeah. Let me see. Gold mine. Yeah. I don't know. Could be, you could end up on a landmine.
For sure.
Yes. All right, let's get to music. We're going to talk about Apple Music and the implications of this. Is going to be a very interesting conversation. We're going to be speaking with Cheryl Priest Ainsworth. She's an entertainment and business attorney, and all things Spotify, Apple Music, and how it's a game changer. Coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO A10.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cashback offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet. With your order of $75 or more today, you won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
One of the greatest rock bands of all time, Van Halen. Along with Kenny Wayne Shepherd, coming to the Bay Area for two shows, July 9th at Concord Pavilion and July 16th at Shoreline Amphitheater. KGO A10 has your tickets to see Van Halen and Kenny Wayne Shepherd at Shoreline. Visit the contest page at KGOradio.com for your chance to win, or buy them at LiveNation.com. Van Halen in concert from KGO A10.
You can drive a Fiat 500e electric car for only $159 per month from Premier Fiat of Fremont. You probably pay more for gas. For only $159 per month plus tax, you can drive a brand new car in the carpool lane and you'll never stop at a gas station again. Plus, you get a $2,500 rebate check from the state. Offer ends June 30th. Stop by Premier Fiat of Fremont today or log on to drive500e.com. Live at this offer, MSRP $32,700, 36-month lease, $34.59 total due at signing. Zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 25 cents per mile for excessive mileage. Credit must be approved by Chrysler Capital.
Join me, Brian Copeland, for Theater Row, an inside look at the Bay Area theater scene every Sunday at 2:45 p.m. Brought to you by SHN, where 2015-2016 season memberships are on sale now. Guarantee seats to 6 Broadway musicals in San Francisco, including the Tony Award-winning A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, the hit show Beautiful, the Carol King musical, and the critically acclaimed Cabaret. For more information about becoming a member, visit shnsf.com.
The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. It's as American as apple pie. However, over the last 7 years or so, Americans who can't use a tax return or pay stub to qualify have been shut out. Until now, Cash Call Mortgage is happy to announce its new 30-year fixed-rate mortgage up to $3 million for good credit borrowers who can't or won't provide their tax returns or pay stubs. Your payment will never change. Until now, these programs have only been available as some kind of adjustable, and you know which way those adjustables will eventually go. So call 844-890-CASH for all of your 30-year fixed-rate mortgage needs, purchase, or refinance. You can even pull up to $500,000 in equity out of your house for any reason whatsoever. Remember, that's 844-890-CASH to find out what today's 30-year fixed rate is with no tax returns. You'll be shocked at how low these rates are.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
The voices in his head may not be real, but they have some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Oh my God, did you see this video of the fan about to catch a foul ball while holding the baby at the Cubs game last night at Wrigley in Chicago? Well, they were playing the Dodgers, and they won. But the best part of the game came during the second inning. That's when first baseman Adrian Gonzalez went for a fly ball, and a Cubs fan, his name is Keith Hartley, reached over the tarp and barehanded it with his right hand while he was bottle feeding his seven-month-old baby Isaac in his left hand. If you see this, and when we saw it last night, we thought, oh my God, this is so, it's so insanely crazy. But if it looks very cool because he, you know, holding baby.
He's
left
so
hand.
Chill about it.
Right, right. And just very casually, it was coming right at him and the baby. And he just put up his right hand and he caught it.
He's
he
all, I got this.
Yeah. And it came at him hard because he was down there in, you know, one of the front seats.
But he also
kind of
snatched it from the player that was going to try to catch the foul ball.
Right.
And gave him kind of a look like,
Yeah, we need to post this at Generation Direct so you can see
it. Oh, I did last night.
Okay, cool. Well, take a look at it because, well, here's what he had to say. Here's how that went.
So I'm just trying to protect him, and I see the ball coming up, and just kind of fell in my hand. Hopefully Adrian's not too upset. He's on my fantasy team.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been more impressive if the baby would have caught it, but.
Yeah, now, the thing that I said last night, and here, by the way, the ball would have absolutely hit that baby. Absolutely would hit the baby. When you see the video, you know, you're going to be impressed, but you're going to be scared for the baby, too, because if he wouldn't have caught it, it would have hit the baby. Bad things would have happened because it was flying. All right. The other thing is he did interfere. They called it a foul ball, but the Dodgers challenged, and it was eventually ruled interference and became the third out. And if you know anything about the Cubs, of course, you know, not to sit here and talk about Cubs baseball in Chicago, but reaching out and interfering with a ball that's in play, that goes back to the Steve Bartman thing where they lost the playoffs. And that was the end of their run for, you know, the World Series again, once again, and thus nothing since 1906. Well, so we're still standing by. And speaking of balls, well, I don't know what Diddy's son's going to do. It seems to me that he might want to find a new place to play football because Daddy might have ruined it for him. Talk about celebrities behaving badly. So it looks like the football coaching staff at UCLA has huddled and they decided the best thing for everyone is for the cops to drop the case against Diddy. Sources directly connected with the team tell TMZ tonight the coaches are regretful the situation escalated to an arrest and they think Diddy is a jerk who they'd like to make persona non grata, but they don't want to make a courtroom spectacle largely because it would be bad for the team. Probably right. Sources with direct knowledge of the confrontation between Diddy and Sal Alossi, tell us that after the incident, the coaches all decided to just let it go. They believe an intern called the police, the UCLA campus police, and when the cops arrived, they asked to see the video, and there is video. Can't wait to see that. We know it's out there. We thought it would show up today, but it didn't. I guess TMZ is not offering enough money yet. But we're told that the head coach, Jim Mora, does not want a criminal prosecution. The interns who were present and allegedly threatened could press the case if they wanted to. But if Mora is against, you know, it, they probably would follow suit. Law enforcement tell TMZ the case will go to the LA DA for felony review next week. Now, the DA, if they want to, if they so choose, they could prosecute even without the victims. because there is video, and that's problematic for P. Diddy, Sean Combs. I just feel, and we were talking about this last night, it's the whole helicopter parent at, I don't know, to the nth degree level of being out of control as a parent. Apparently, he shows up all the time and yells and screams and makes an ass of himself, allegedly. And he's there constantly. And he made this picking up, you know, he got into an argument. By the way, they weren't even playing or practicing. He's a redshirt junior. He's played four times last year for the team, UCLA. But Diddy claims he picked up the kettlebell in self-defense after Alosi and four others made an aggressive move. But, you know, he was ranting and raving and just being the worst kind of helicopter parent. How embarrassing do you think his son is? And this is bad news for, I think, Justin. If I were Justin, I'd be so pissed off today because the guy's 20 or 21. He's an adult. You know, it's bad enough when you go to Little League games or junior football or soccer, whatever, and you see these parents misbehaving and making fools of themselves, and they have their, you know, eventually other parents or the team throws them out and they're banned, are not allowed to come back until they learn how to grow up and behave like adults. But, you know, you got to think about Justin. He is an adult. And he's got his old man up there screaming at him and the team and his coaches. Just bad news bears all the way around. So Diddy needs to grow up. And we will be back, and we will make more of the Drex Radio Show right after we check in with John Lopertini in the KGO Newsroom, coming up next on KGO A10.
With a new season upon us, it's time to take care of one of your most important investments with a great deal from Zero Res, the Bay Area's go-to carpet cleaner. Call now to take advantage of the June summer special. Three rooms clean for $119, plus Zero Res will clean a 10-foot hallway for free. Call 877-321-0739. There's a reason Zero Res is rated the best by the Carpet and Rug Institute. And with a track record that includes incredibly satisfying service, Zero Res has received Angie's List Super Service Awards for years. We recently had Zero Res clean our carpets, and Larry, our service tech, wasn't just prompt, he was early. Stains that have been in our living room for years are now gone. And with the June Summer Special, you can't ignore your stains any longer. Clean three rooms for $119 plus a 10-foot hallway for free. Call 877-321-0739. Commercial customers get free quotes. Check it out online at ZeroBayArea.com or simply call 877-321-0739. Zero Res.
You can join me for Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer. 2 days and 39 miles. Sure, it's not easy, but that's what makes it worth it. Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer in San Francisco, July 11th and 12th. Registered at 39forbc.org.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in the Bay Area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Bay Area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The Bay Area is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-359-5793. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-359-5793. That's 1-800-359-5793.
Hi, this is Scott Hansen, co-host of the popular Hansen McLean's Money Matters show. We broadcast here on KGO on Saturdays at 4 p.m. If you haven't tuned in yet for our informative and entertaining financial program, you really should. To learn more, visit moneymatters.com.
For all of you out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
Apple Music is more than just a Spotify killer, perhaps. It could be the end of music labels. We'll discuss that coming up. But first, let's check in with John Libertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, our top story at the bottom of the hour is a Drex Radio Show exclusive. The clock is ticking tonight on a convicted killer who could be paroled to San Francisco as soon as this weekend. 53-year-old David Weidert was convicted of killing a 20-year-old developmentally disabled man in 1980, but not before beating, choking, and forcing Mike Morganti to dig his own grave in the foothills east of Fresno.
Mike never fought back. He was 6'5". And never, ever took a shovel and took a swing at them at all. All he did was beg for them to stop, and they didn't.
Vicki Van Dyne was 10 years old when her brother was brutally murdered. She's been to 6 parole hearings and says Weidert shows no remorse or understanding about the killing.
He talks about, like, well, you know, then we stabbed him, and then we hit him, and then we hit him some more, and then, well, we stabbed him. He was sitting on the edge of the grave, and he basically goes through the whole thing. And the commissioner says, so why didn't you stop? I want him to grapple with what's the evil inside. He blames it on moving, and he also says, well, we were young, you know, we were kids. And the commissioners all say, kids that are acting out drive fast and do drugs. They don't do what you do. Do you get that? And he doesn't get it.
State Senator Jim Bell of San Jose is among a half dozen elected officials who've asked Governor Jerry Brown to block Weidert's parole, disability groups also lobbying the governor. Now, the governor's office late this afternoon told me that Jerry Brown has until the close of business Friday to make a decision. David Weidert has been accepted to halfway houses in San Francisco and Los Angeles. In Antioch tonight, crews are finally getting a handle on that fast-moving wildfire.
Currently, the fire is at 80% containment.
That fire, which tripled in size to 300 acres by 8 o'clock tonight, is 80% contained at this hour, as you just heard. Evacuation orders had been in place for people living closest to the Contra Loma Regional Park, but that, too, is changing for the better at this hour. This is Contra Costa County Fire Inspector Lisa Martinez.
Evacuation order is only in place for Grimsby Drive. All the other people that were evacuated earlier can return to their place of residence.
Again, that evacuation order only in place for people living along Grimsby Drive. Now, strong winds and triple-digit temperatures drove that fire for hours through dry grass and brush brought on by 4 years of drought. This is CAL FIRE's Daniel Berlant.
We are well into fire season. In fact, we're experiencing conditions right now that we would typically see at the peak or even later into the fire season.
In San Jose tonight, a crackdown on fireworks is coming, but as KGO 810's Jennifer Hodges reports, it won't arrive in time for the 4th of July.
The powerful explosive and incendiary devices set off each night in my neighborhood have the potential to be devastatingly destructive.
Soon enough, people who are setting off illegal fireworks can be cited, and not just by police officers. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo.
We can rely on witness statements from neighbors, for example, and allow a code enforcement or community service officer to issue citation.
Convicted Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev has been formally sentenced to death in connection with the 2013 terror attacks. Lynn Julian, one of the survivors of the bombing, was in the courtroom when Tsarnaev apologized to victims and survivors.
I regret having ever wanted to hear him speak because what he said showed no remorse, no regret, and no empathy for what he's done to our lives.
An appeal is automatic in federal death penalty cases. Parishioners returned to the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina today for the first time since 9 people were viciously killed. The Bible study, says correspondent Martin Savage, was about support and healing.
There were victims' family that were inside this Bible study. It uplifted a lot of people. At times there was laughter and there was even smiles. And of course, there was prayer.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:33.
KGO 810 invites you to the Bay Area's biggest bash of the year, the 15th annual Best of San Francisco Magazine Party, Thursday, June 25th at 969 The Village in San Francisco. Find out more and buy tickets on the events page at kgoradio.com.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a top tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-698-2121 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-698-2121, 1-800-698-2121. That's 1-800-698-2121.
We are coming up on 8:35 here on KGO, and that means it's time to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We will go to the South Bay to start. This look at traffic's brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon. Campbell, southbound 17 at Camden Avenue. There's a three-vehicle accident there, and one of those overturned, blocking the left lanes, and you've got oil all over the road as well. It's bad enough. So traffic is now crawling back to just before East Hamilton Avenue. In Crockett, 80 eastbound at Pomona Street, there was a big rig. Looked like it was starting to catch fire on the right shoulder. Well, they've gotten that taken care of already. It's cleared. Traffic is pretty much just jammed across the Carquinez Bridge. Looking great on the Bay Bridge at the moment and the Skyway. Just some brief stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 80 in the city between 7th and 2nd. And maybe some brief slowdowns just as you get onto the lower deck, but that's it. Beach Blanket Babylon is the perfect night out with friends, filled with spoofs of your favorite pop culture characters, big hats, big hair, and big laughs. It is the ultimate only in San Francisco experience. For tickets, visit beachblanketbabylon.com or call 415-421-4222 today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's beat the Texas Rangers tonight, and another grand slam from Buster Posey has the Giants up 6-0 on the San Diego Padres in the top of the fifth inning. Giants actually, up 6-0. Ryan Vogelsong on the mound, pitching three-hit baseball. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. It is a scorcher, maybe the hottest day of the year so far. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Expecting low 100s inland, upper 60s at the coast. It is going to be a sunny one from coast to inland with the quick warm-up expected. As we head towards Friday, though, numbers will begin to drop. Temperatures mid-60s to mid-90s. The cooling will be most noticeable at the coast and bay. Inland areas, you'll have to wait another day, and by Saturday, you'll start to feel it.
And you'll feel it a bit more on Sunday, but temperatures will be mild and comfortable. Right now, around the Bay Area, the hot spot's still in Fairfield at 84 degrees. It's 66 in Santa Rosa, 58 in Half Moon Bay, 62 in San Mateo, 65 in Oakland, 70 in San Jose. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Strap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Thank you very much, John. You are listening to the Drex Radio Show along with Heather, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. And you can join us on Facebook at KGO Radio or on Twitter at Generation Drex. And now it's time to talk about Apple Music, and I just love it. Yes, it might kill more than just Spotify. Could be the end of music labels entirely. And we're going to talk about the whole business model and whether it's good or bad for artists. Maybe good for some, maybe bad for others. And we have Cheryl Priest Ainsworth, who is an entertainment attorney and with business law at AGZ Law. And I thank you very much for joining me, Cheryl.
Thank you for having me.
We have 6 days till the rollout, and I think a lot of people, especially here in the Bay, are so thrilled that Apple Music is on the way. But the music industry itself, I think they're very nervous. Would you agree?
I would agree. I think, first of all, you mentioned Spotify. I think Spotify should probably be nervous. And I think the artists are a little nervous as well. And I think that particularly independent artists or artists from independent labels are nervous about how this will affect them.
And I do agree. Well, and by the way, as I mentioned, we're 6 days out. And I'm sure you heard or read what Taylor Swift wrote. She said, you're going to offer this for 3 months. That's not fair. We deserve to be paid. And Apple did the right thing. And they caved, and now everybody that's going to be on Apple Music will get paid.
You're correct. They did cave, and of course, like you said, seems to be based. This major company has based its decision in part, at least, on Taylor Swift's Tumblr post. I guess it was Sunday night. But what they're going to be paying during that free trial period is actually, I believe, 2 cents per song, or actually. 0.2 cents per song for the use of the recordings, at least during that first, 3 month free trial period.
Good
so
God.
It's actually not going to be very much money.
No.
Wow. Okay. Well, I remember when it was the end of the world for the record industry. And we could go back to Napster and LimeWire.
Oh, go back to cassettes.
Kazaa. Yeah, and Audio Galaxy, Torrents, you know.
Home taping was destroying the music industry.
Sure, Dropbox, mm-hmm. Kim.com, you name it. Yeah, they really hated on all of that.
Oh, yeah. Well, as you probably know, Kim.com, you know, Kim is being brought up on federal charges. So he's not quite off the hook. And we all know what happened to Napster. But Napster ended up paying a fairly large settlement figure that essentially put it out of business to the major record labels. But that could have been, but for the legal interference, that could have been a serious game changer. Because unlike Apple Music and unlike even Spotify or Pandora, there was no compensation for the sharing of that music at all. It's like LimeWire, too. It was just peer-to-peer. So if one person had a copy of the audio file, it could be transferred to anybody, any stranger who was also signed up with the system, completely devoid of any compensation to anybody, whether it was the record label or the artist.
Well, doing the freemium with Apple Music, I think that, you know, everybody would say here that that's a genius move because everybody will sign up. And if you're on Spotify now or if you're on Google Play, you're probably still going to try Apple Music for the 3 months. It's going to be a massive trial. And then the goal is to keep the existing customers there and realize that Apple will give them everything they need, pretty much everything. And their service will be exclusive. But mm-hmm. I understand where you and other artists are coming from, perhaps. And that is, you know, if it's the small, the starters, the independents who look to Spotify as sources to get their music heard.
No, that's true, and they obviously want to be paid for that. But, you know, the irony here, you have the three kind of big music labels. They're Universal, Sony, and Warner.
Right.
And they did all the negotiations, or at least Apple negotiated with them first. They spent a lot of time going back and forward. What Apple didn't do is to spend that amount of time negotiating with the indie labels. So they basically, the indie labels, just before the announcement, got a contract and said, Apple said, here's what we're going to pay you. And you don't have any ability to negotiate with us. Mm. The irony is, you know, we think of these indie labels, and they, for the most part, are pretty small, and the artists are lesser known. But there are a few artists who are on indie labels that we all know of, and Taylor Swift is one of them, as is Adele, as is Vampire Weekend. So there are some more powerful individuals, or at least artists, on these indie labels, and I think that's probably one of the reasons that Taylor Swift obviously spoke up.
Well, and if you think about the next several years, Apple becoming a global leader in streaming music, they really could take over the entire business. I mean, it's staggering what they could do. Those acts will become, you know, a bit like app developers. They'll get rich. Some will do it through music sales. Others will find the streaming audience, you know, and this, that, and the other. And it could push them out of the way.
Yeah, well, you know, the interesting thing is, in terms of Apple taking over, Spotify, I think they estimate Spotify has somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 million subscribers. Now, not all of those subscribers are paid subscribers, right, because Spotify has a free platform
right.
as well. I think they're estimating Apple to easily hit 100 million subscribers within a very short period of time, and all of those subscribers will be paid subscribers. So we're really talking about a significant amount of money and a significantly higher number of subscribers than Spotify, particularly considering, you know, everybody's got an iPhone or an iPad. So there's already that setup for the iPhone and iPad users to sign up with the service. They make it easy, right? When the
when the
Apple Watch came out, I don't even have one, but the app showed up on my
right.
iPhone.
That was weird.
Yes, yeah, yes, yes. Mine
yeah,
as well. Right.
They have absolute saturation.
Sure. And you know, their side of the story is artists won't be in massive debt to the label anymore, and that's a good thing for their. So they're saying some of them might choose to use their own studio, perhaps paying for it out of their own pockets to rent studios, but subsequent profits are theirs to keep. Of course, that's after Apple takes their 30%.
Right. Well, Apple is expected to take their 30%. The label, typically, and I think this is true of Spotify and Apple, although I suppose it remains to be seen with Apple, typically the label, the record label, will get about 58%. And when that happens, it's the record label that divides up the royalties to pay to its signed artists. What I find most impressive to me is that the record labels, which are getting paid by Spotify and will be getting paid by Apple Music, have somehow convinced the artists that the enemy is Spotify or Apple Music, when in reality the label controls the negotiations with those services, and they dictate through their recording contracts with the artist what percentage of the royalties from any given income source is paid to the artist. So really the record company is still in control here.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's not going to be quite the death knell that some people are insinuating that it will be for the labels.
You know, I don't think it will be. I think that Apple and the labels are actually working together, at least the big labels. You know, it remains to be seen
right.
whether the indie labels will get the respect that, you know, they may or may not deserve. But it seems to me that they're going to be working with the big labels to make sure that at least the record label is compensated. Whether that money trickles down to the artist mm-hmm. in an appropriate way, you know, that's a different story.
All right. We
and historically,
speaking, yes,
it hasn't always been a good deal for
wow, and we're going to discuss
the artist,
that on the other
right?
side.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. We're speaking with Cheryl Priest Ainsworth. She is an entertainment and business attorney with HEZ. And coming up, we'll talk about the fact. By the way, if you want to weigh in here, 808-0810, if you have something to say about indies or labels or music, Apple Music, Google Play, whatever the case is, 808-0810. And when we come back, we'll talk. I think a lot of people don't know is that artists make a lot of their money off of touring. That's where they make the big bucks.
Nowadays, it didn't used to be that way.
Well, and by the way, who's to say Apple's not going to enter that arena and take on Live Nation, Ticketmaster, and all of those people? Yeah.
That is a good point. You're
right.
We'll
talk about that coming up on the Trucks Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Berkeley Honda is your destination for the best deals, sales, and incentives on new Honda vehicles in the Bay Area. They have a knowledgeable and friendly staff that's willing to work with you to make sure you're in the car of your dreams and at a great price. Right now, lease a 2015 Civic Sedan CVT LX for only $159 per month. Berkeley Honda, conveniently located off Highway 80 on Chattuck Avenue in Berkeley. Special $159 lease, $24.99 total due at signing, includes down payment with no security deposit. Excludes taxes, titles, and dealer fees for well-qualified lessees.
Running your AC this summer is breaking the bank. Turn off the AC and sweat it out, or go solar with Semper Solaris. Our sun power panels come with a 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, the best in the business. We're A-plus rated by the BBB and U.S. veteran-owned. We get the job done with esprit de corps and honor. Grab your federal money before it's too late and get a California-equivalent instant rebate check with no money out of pocket. Call Semper Solaris at 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a Hollywood acceptance speech. I'm so surprised! I had no idea! I'm not even prepared! Okay. I'd like to thank the Progressive Discounts that got me here. Safe Driver Multicar, Paid in Full Multi-Policy. This is just such a big moment. And did I mention that I'm surprised?
With all kinds of discounts, Progressive helps you save.
Oh, and I want to thank my agent and all my discounts agents because we all have the same agent. Don't start the music!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I work for myself. I spend most days driving people where they need to go. It pays the bills, and figuring out the rest is easy with QuickBooks Self-Employed. It's a simple program that estimates my federal quarterly taxes so I know where I stand, whether I'm behind the wheel or in front of the oven, cooking for my own catering service. I rely on QuickBooks to help me know how much money to set aside for Uncle Sam and how much stays in my pocket. That's how I own it.
If you work for yourself, try QuickBooks Self-Employed with a free 30-day trial. Learn more at QBSelfEmployed.com.
Are you ready to make a six-figure income this year? Hi, I'm Chad Shinneke, a college dropout turned self-made millionaire. Over the last 25 years, my unique find, fund, and flip system has allowed me to personally flip over $50 million in real estate and fund over $1 billion in other people's real estate deals. Now I'm ready to show you how easy and simple it is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings for instant profit in my find, fund, and flip kit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my kit. There's no catch. It's just free. In my kit, I'll show you how easy it is to assess properties quickly to find the perfect property for you to flip. I'll also share how you can tap into my funding sources to fund all of your deals, to flip apartment buildings or single-family homes, with no credit, no cash, or experience needed.
To get your free kit, call 800-864-9517. Call now, and Chad will give you two free tickets to his workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-864-9517. That's 800-864-9517.
Fresh, live, local. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
All right, we're back. Thank you. hate. What Taylor Swift wants, Taylor Swift gets. I think that's what we saw. Yeah, with her little battle with Apple Music. If it works out, we'll see. Shell Priest Ainsworth, an entertainment and business attorney with AGZ, is joining us to discuss Apple Music, which debuts in 6 days. And, of course, then you can get it for free for 3 months. But I think one of the scary things, as we were discussing going into the break, Cheryl, is a lot of these artists really, and I think a lot of people don't know this, they make their big bucks when they're touring. These big
artists.
That's
absolutely true. Yeah, that is true. And a lot of artists, keep in mind, you know, when certain artists start out and they're young and they're naive, they also sign away certain other rights that don't seem too sexy and exciting in the beginning, but over the long haul become very valuable, such as publishing rights. That's
oh,
a classic example.
Yes, that's where all the money's at. Yeah.
That's where all the money is for a long period of time. So when your song stops selling, you know, when people stop downloading it, you're still making money on publishing. Mm-hmm. And so that's another area. So touring and publishing would be two major areas that artists could really make up a lot of ground, a lot of lost ground on sales of their albums.
Well, as an entertainment and business attorney, what do you see, and obviously you're dealing with these artists, what is their biggest frustration and what is their biggest anxiety?
I can tell you the biggest frustration is really, there's really two things. One starts at the beginning, and that's lack of bargaining power with the record company, right? They want to be famous. They want to, you know, share their music and have their music made. And so in some cases, they're so desperate to do that, they sign these deals. You know, we've all heard about TLC being broke, even though they're multi-platinum selling artists. So they sign these deals that basically give away all the valuable portions of what they could get. The other thing I would say is that the accounting of the royalties is very opaque, both by the record companies and by Spotify.
How convenient.
Yes. And it's very expensive, as you can imagine. If an artist has auditing rights of the record company, it's very expensive to actually exercise those rights, and it takes a very long time to do it. You know, in his prime, Michael Jackson had auditing rights and would do it on a fairly regular basis, but that's because he was generating a great deal of money. But, you know, artists that are just starting out or haven't achieved that level of fame and fortune yet really are powerless to truly track whether they're being paid what they're supposed to be paid.
Boy, and that's hard. And even, you know, even you being a entertainment and business attorney, it's hard to track this stuff.
Oh, it's very hard. I'm in litigation right now. In fact, with the Michael Jackson estate, and we've got various royalty statements and records, and you know, it's you can't tell by looking at them whether you've been paid properly. That's what makes it very difficult.
And does the audit include radio station spins and whether it's played in a store?
BMI and ASCAP.
Where does all of this, just for the listeners,
it should include
explain
ASCAP,
it.
Exactly. It should include ASCAP. It should include Sound Exchange,
right.
Which for a period of time, which calculates should calculate at least the digital royalties. There are artists don't necessarily get paid for every live performance of their songs, whether, you know, if you're in a pool hall and you hear the song, the artist isn't necessarily making money on that.
No. Mm-hmm. No, and I doubt they will either, right?
Right.
I don't know how you're going to count. Yeah, right. So eventually, I see Apple putting on concerts with its acts. I mean, it's already doing it with iTunes festivals. But there's no reason to believe that Apple won't be in the business of actually moving musicians around the world and putting them on stage. Hell, you know, with Apple's kind of money, it could buy its own venues and pack a different venue every night with a different artist and make it their own. So I've got to think that, you know, this would make Live Nation and some other platforms, other businesses, a little nervous too.
Right, I agree. And if you take it to its logical conclusion, you know, Apple also has the platforms to be able to sell tickets. And that should make Ticketmaster,
as I mentioned. Yes.
Everybody.
Oh, my God.
Do they make T-shirts,
that
too?
That giant sucking sound is the music industry. Yes, they can't breathe. Wow, it really is. So...
But
it really
Tim
sounds
Cook,
like a game changer.
Yeah, but is Apple going to piss everybody off and lose fans? I mean, I don't know what to think about this. I have heretofore been an Apple fan.
You know, it might be their game to lose. At this point, Apple is extremely popular. You know, that you would think that we'd all be saturated with Apple at this point because of the iPhone and iTunes and everything else that we've been dealing with. But it seems that Apple is just as popular as it's always been. And, you know, I think it's kind of their play to lose here. Now, maybe to your question about whether they're going to piss people off, maybe this turnaround based on Taylor Swift's Tumblr post is a sign of the, you know, their attempt to remain popular with the masses. Yeah.
Okay, well, I've got another minute here. So I'm just wondering, as an entertainment business attorney, how are you positioning yourself with your clients to deal with Apple Music?
Well, I am a business and entertainment litigation attorney. So
okay.
Typically,
so
I come into play
in the agency
after,
business.
Right, exactly. Right. So after the deal has been negotiated and it goes awry, that's when I come into play. So usually when I've shown up on the scene, something has gone wrong already.
I know your types.
Ambulance,
thank
no,
God
I'm kidding.
For them. Yes, no.
So do you think, I'm just taking this to another
that's
logical conclusion, might a very young upstart musician not put the record out via the regular avenues and just promote themselves by making YouTube videos?
Sure, look what YouTube did.
Yeah, I mean, that is one way to go, and there's the potential for a big audience there. The problem is the marketing machine that record labels offer and that Apple, you know, in theory, Apple Music can offer too, is just so powerful and seductive.
Oh, my God. So they're going to have to suck it up, I guess. Hey, how hard did you laugh at that whole Trump-Neil Young ASCAP thing?
That happens every election, and every time, I got to tell you, it's a Republican candidate and a Democratic-leaning or sometimes independent-leaning musician.
And he's a Canadian, too, so there was that also. Well, I appreciate this. I think that you'll be doing a lot of business, and you'll be very busy.
Well, I appreciate that, even though I know that unfortunately means that some people are running into some problems.
No, right? It's people like you that have to protect the artists, because
right.
I have to tell you, from where I sit and work with these, and I know these music people, and you know, even in our own radio business, we need to be protected. That's just
true.
Way it is.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Cheryl. I appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Cheryl Prist Ainsworth, and she is the entertainment and business attorney with AGZ. Yes. Do you want to add something?
Oh, I was just saying thanks. You're a sweetheart.
Oh, and she is. All right.
Thanks, you guys. I appreciate it.
Have a great night. All right. When we come back, we're going to have a little chat, talk about with John Lopertini about one of the stories that he's been working on.
Ugh.
That's coming up. Yeah, it's
revolting.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But very interesting.
That's on the way on the Drex Radio Show along with Heather on KGO A10.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 877-890-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 877-890-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-5191 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-5191. That's 888-999-5191.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less. Remove penalties and fees. Stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start Program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
One of the most advanced and successful groups of the 1970s with a sound like no other, Steely Dan.
Are you real?
Steely Dan, along with Elvis Costello and the Imposters, Saturday, July 11th at Shoreline Amphitheater. Visit the contest page at KGORadio.com for your chance to win tickets or buy them at LiveNation.com. Steely Dan and Elvis Costello from KGO 810.